Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 25th, 2024. And not only is this a full moon, but this is an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. So this is big energy. So we're going to take some time and go through each life path number and what you might expect working with the energies that will be coming up around this illumination. Because this is an eclipse and it's much more potent, you could definitely be feeling those energies already. And this usually being an eclipse will start a storyline that will carry over for about the next 6 months, up to a year even. So whatever starts coming in for you around this time and definitely around the eclipse, pay attention to, because there's likely going to be more to the story that unfolds as you move forward on your journey. And these will be the potent themes that you're working with based on the numerology. Okay, so before we get into the forecast, this of course is a general reading. If you would like to know what energies you might be personally dealing with around this eclipse, or the year ahead, or just your personal numerology, please book some time with me. I would love to work with you and take a look. You can find my information in the description box below and book some time with me. All right, let's get into it. Life path number 3, you are going to be working with the energy of the 12-3 at this illumination. So of course your own energy, but the influences of the 12. So typically this vibration brings in the need for pause, the time to sort of slow things down a little bit and truly observe and listen to what's happening around you, to what people are saying, to sort of the responses that you're receiving. And you may be required at this time to be open to a new perspective. So again, truly listen to what other people are telling you at this time. Doesn't mean that you have to subscribe or buy into whatever it is, but be open to it, because what they say could create some kind of inspiration within you. It could, again, build some kind of larger perspective that assists you in creating whatever it is that you're working on, whether that's an actual project or a relationship or whatever the case may be. It could be likely that under this illumination, there is a need for redirect, right? For going in a different direction. And so again, that's why I say observe and listen to what people are saying to you, or the response that you're getting. Let's say that you put a project out into the world and, you know, pay attention to what the feedback is. You know, there can be some gems within that feedback. And, you know, some of the feedback don't listen to, because sometimes people just like to say things just to, you know, state their opinion, but it really is just more to, you know, feel like they have a say and isn't really constructive. So be discerning, but in the world of social media. But I would say truly be open to the feedback that you're receiving, and those things that hit, that strike something within you, but that, you know, are constructive, definitely have a listen and see if there's not a way to incorporate that feedback into what it is that you're putting out. Same thing with partnerships, like, or relationships in any sense. If there's especially some kind of conflict or heaviness in that connection, pay attention to what the other person is saying. This is an energy where it says, you know, you might be listening, but are you listening with your brain or your heart? And you really want to hear what the other person is saying, because there can be sort of gems, right, that can be used to build a stronger connection with that person. The other thing I would say is, you know, with like a creative project or something like that, I would say listen to the feedback, see how you can, you know, make some adjustments to sort of fit the need that's out there without losing the authenticity or the vision, right? But you don't have to sacrifice that to make those adjustments, right? You would just have to find a way to do that. The other thing I would say is with this 12-3 energy, there's definitely something here about independence and interdependence. So it could be that you're collaborating with people at this time and you have to maintain your independence while also maintaining that harmonious interdependence, and you'll need to find the way to do that. Also with your relationships, this could be a time where you feel like you need to assert your independence, but you also have to be mindful of the other person's needs, right? Again, we come back to make sure you're truly listening, to what they're saying and be very present. Communication could come up very strongly under this illumination. And the way you communicate, the way that others communicate with you, does there need to be some kind of a shift there? It's interesting because you all have Tyrannosaurus Rex, T-Rex, for your animal wisdom energy. And this is like alchemy. This is raw power. This is the base chakra. So this is about creation, but this is about, you know, again, sort of standing in your power and asserting yourself and all of those things. So this is a very like masculine type of energy, where the 12 is a very feminine type of energy. So again, I would say, I think you're being asked to really find your balance, to feel like you still have your voice, to feel like you're still maintaining your autonomy and your independence, but also being very present for the other person or the other people involved and making sure that their ideas, their needs, their honesty is being, you know, received, right? And heard. So interesting energy here. I do think relationships, you know, all across the spectrum of relating could very likely be under the microscope around this full moon, which of course in astrology, it's happening in the sign of Libra. So that's not, you know, unheard of. But yeah, communication and relationships are definitely on the hot seat for you all. So just try to be, remember to push the pause button, right? If you're reacting, pause. How can you respond better to build a bridge, work together, collaborate? Because your energy three is all about collaboration, working together. So beautiful energy. So I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.